producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America's Night. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. One of my faves in the virtual green room, Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, you weren't out there golfing or anything today, were you?
No, I haven't golfed since I went on the famous golf trip with Jack Abramoff. I just get this, I cringe when you say golf.
I always think of that. I think, I'm going to get you out there just to say, he couldn't swing the clubs very well, just
oh,
so you know.
I had tons of friends that would testify to Gonzalez, you know. Invite me on a trip to drink, yes, but golf, no.
Oh, all right, so all kidding aside, it's no joke what's going on with Ebola. In fact, our satellite facility where I am right now, Bob, is just 11 miles from where that patient is you know, fighting for his life. He's in serious condition, and they feel pretty confident about his chances of survival. But, of course, you never know with Ebola. And what's interesting, coming out of Washington, I was looking at this today, Rand Paul, Senator Paul, is accusing Obama of really downplaying the threat from Ebola. Do you think that's what's happening?
I don't think the president's downplaying it, but the disturbing part is, you know, we're going to have to educate and get our act together, because as I read the reports on this, the hospital supposedly, he said he was from came from Liberia, and they let him go home. And then they said, well, 18 to 20 people could have been in contact with him. Now it's maybe 80. The other part, when they say, well, they're monitoring his family. Now, does monitoring mean there's like a two-day quarantine, you know, which is not uncalled for, to see if they're ill, or does monitoring mean they're following them around as they shop? I mean, not to have a panic here, but, you know, if he had contact with his family, they need to really make sure that the family's tested. And but I don't think that the president wants to create panic, but they've got to get smarter about this.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, great observation. What does what does the word monitoring mean? It's so vague. It's like I said the other night, there's so many variables with Ebola. You really can't take any chances. So you're right. We got to get smarter about this.
We do. And, you know, I was at the gym yesterday, and honestly, I took my own cloth rather than take the gym cloths. And, you know, and I'm not saying there's Ebola there, but, you know, got to be a little bit more careful, I think, in what we do and in the contact.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we move on from that to the Secret Service. It's just the gift that keeps on giving. Although Julia Pearson is out, you're not surprised that she's out now. Joe Clancy is the interim guy who just most recently was at Comcast, even though he was with the Secret Service and he was part of the presidential detail. And I think Obama really was pretty close with Joe Clancy. So now he's back on the job for now. This is nutty what's going on with the Secret Service. Do you point to culture and that's what's happened? It's kind of the bad boys thing?
Yes, you know, I watched this intently because Steny Hoyer, the number two Democratic member right now in the Congress, and I oversaw the security of the Capitol, and we worked with, you know, Secret Service and everybody else under the sun. We had an open policy, and this is a cultural thing. If somebody wasn't getting the right effect and there were dangerous situations, they could come to Hoyer or myself and feel free to say, hey, you know, the staff food chain hasn't responded to us. We want to tell you about this, and no penalty. That's the culture problem. You know, the female Secret Service agent was afraid to speak up when the guy running the morning drill did not mention about the shots fired. She was afraid to speak up. Whistleblowers are having to tell Congress what's going on. So really, Pearson, she didn't change the culture of the Secret Service. They have to feel free for the safety of the president and his family to be able, no matter what, to be able to reveal that they're not doing the right things in the system. That didn't happen. But I have to tell you, Kate, having, you know, worked with security and people that ran our security, I watched her at the hearing, and it was the first time I ever agreed with Congressman Issa in my life, but I watched her at the hearing, and she just bungled the whole thing. The whole thing. The way she answered, there had to be no confidence. And then, of course, it was revealed about the man in the elevator with the president that had a gun. And that was
it. Yeah, no kidding. Is So as the Secret Service tries to get their act together, perhaps Hillary Clinton has her act together. If I see one more Grandma Clinton picture, they're everywhere. They are out there, social media. They've hired someone. They are tweeting every 3 seconds. So now Clinton is trying to help some people with these midterm elections and trying to get reelected. So I think she's out there. She's kind of got her couture on, like somebody's dressing her. Does this mean pretty soon we're going to hear her say, yeah, 2016, I'm in?
Oh, I think she's right. I have some inside knowledge. I have a friend of mine. He's a Republican. I love how this business runs. He has a best friend that's a Democrat. Mm-hmm. And my friend called me. I'm trying to protect them all. My friend called me about 5 months ago and said, hey, his friend, the Democrat, left her job, and she's been hired by Hillary in another aspect, and they're going to run the campaign. So I'm like, okay.
It's a done deal.
You heard from your friend of your friend's cousin's neighbor. She's running.
Yeah, she's running. She wants it, definitely. What do you think her chances are right now today of winning?
Oh, I almost got punched the other day. This rabid Republican I know, in front of 30 people, said to me, well, you know, Hillary can't win. And I said, well, sure she'll win. I think that unless the Republicans provide a really, really good female candidate, unless they come up with that, and unless her health doesn't hold out or something I don't know about, I believe that Hillary Clinton, I would put money on, she will be the next president of the United States.
Wow.
Now,
all right,
I'm kind of a Hillary fan, for just full disclosure, and Ellen Radner and I debate this whole thing all the time.
I love that. The Hillary debates at TRN.
She was for Obama. I was for Hillary in the primary. So.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Have a good one, Bob Ney. Always interesting to have you on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Kate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So talking there especially about Ebola, moments before I jumped on the airwaves, getting you the latest information. As you know, here we are 11 miles from where Mr. Duncan, the Ebola patient, is in serious condition. And now the actual timeline of where was he, where did he stop, and who could possibly be infected has really exploded in a couple of different directions. And there's some strange stories that have come out where I think there's more blunders, like a quarantined woman that was quarantined with sheets, towels, and whatnot that were actually soiled by the Ebola patient, Thomas Eric Duncan. So, and then the area with his family around him, somebody decided that, you know, hey, I'm not going to do this. And they left what was supposed to be a quarantine area. So who knows who they came in contact with. Now the family's under house arrest is what they're calling it. They're locked down. They cannot leave, the people who were closest to Duncan. As I said, he's in isolation at a hospital very close to our facility here. And then there's the three others that have been stuck in that Dallas apartment since he was diagnosed. But the complaint is they're stuck in this apartment with things that he used, with things that he touched, with things that he showered with, all that kind of stuff. And so finally now they've come back in to say, oh, yeah, maybe we ought to get those sheets out. Power washing around the apartment complex, and you're thinking, where are they power washing? What's happening with those germs? It's craziness. Plus, a cameraman has been infected as well. We're going to tell you about that story and more as Ebola starts to spread, folks. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your healthcare power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Of the alphabet, add an F and two S's, and yeah, finally we see the weekend. But unfortunately, what are we going to learn as the days continue to mount? The fear, I think, and panic is starting to really spread over Ebola. And, of course, in a way it makes sense because this is being downplayed. So you keep hearing experts that say, yes, this is a serious thing, Ebola, but, you know, we have a handle on it. There's no reason to panic. We're sending home notes with children at schools where they actually had children leave the classroom because they believed they came in contact with Thomas Duncan and they could have brushed against Ebola. I mean, give me a break with that. I think the biggest thing about this story is, one, the lack of understanding Ebola. It's a serious virus. You can't just poo-poo it off. And the way it's being handled as far as contamination and trying to shut her down. You just got to shut it down. Haven't we learned that from things in the... I mean, look what we're doing in Africa, and look at how there's still mega problems in sending people there, putting up clinics, putting in supplies, doing anything possible, and yet, of course, there's no way to completely contain it. So check this out. You have a cameraman from the United States for NBC infected with Ebola. He's there with Nancy Snyderman. who is a doctor and does great work for the Peacock Network, but they're there doing the story, covering the story, 33 years old. So he's going to be flown back to the U.S. Came down with the symptoms a day ago, started feeling tired, really achy. And as part of a routine check, temperature check, he discovered, geez, I have a kind of a slight fever. Immediately, he quarantined himself because he's been covering this story. And then got medical advice and realized, oh, yeah. And they tested him. I've got Ebola. And he was only hired the day before. That's how quickly he got Ebola. That's how quickly. He was a second cameraman for NBC for Nancy Snyderman, who's reporting in Monrovia with three other people from the network, right? So he's the fourth American to have contracted Ebola in Liberia. The other three were the missionaries that you know about. And they were in healthcare areas. So we don't know the name of the guy, the shooter, but we know that he's been working there on a whole bunch of projects, and actually he's been working on projects in and out for a couple of years. Started working with NBC, and then, you know, look what happens here. But he was smart enough, knowing enough about Ebola. Wow, let me take the temperature. I'm a healthy guy. This isn't, something's not right. Boom, tested, I got it. And he, what does he do? He quarantines himself. Unlike all the ridiculous ball dropping that's gone on in Dallas, Texas, where, let me tell you, 10 miles from that hospital, this is the thing everybody's talking about. Look, there were 70-mile-an-hour winds. There were trees down. There are hundreds of people without power. But the downed trees, flattened cars, roofs being blown off, still not bigger than Ebola. And parents are starting to panic. And I think part of it is a disservice because it's been underplayed. I mean, once you have it, once you've got it, how can you not explode and expand on what needs to happen? So let me tell you, in dropping the ball by the, he comes to the hospital and then he leaves. Now the hospital's getting defensive and they're saying, well, we asked him all the questions. Do you have diarrhea, fever? Do you have any of these things? No. Did you come in contact with anyone who's sick? No. So they're saying he lied. We asked him the questions. How are we going to know? If he's making up stories, how are we going to know that that he's got Ebola? Well, the first thing would have been the whole idea, which he swears. He said he came from Liberia. That would be your first clue. Okay, if he's not going to answer the questions and you think he's lying about the questions, then he says Liberia. I think pretty much that's saying isolation to me. So there's a debate over who's zooming who on that one. But because of the misinformation, because of the amount of people who came in contact and the timeline of when they did and the confusion over that and lying on a form coming into the United States in a couple of the stops that he made. You've got kids getting pulled from school because of the fear of being exposed to Ebola. Five kids, they think, have been in contact with Duncan. The five live together. They go to four different schools. So far, no symptoms, but we know that that can come in the next week or so. So you have parents that are saying, you know what, I'm just going to be safe. Because they're saying, oh, it's in this wing or it's this grade or whatever. I'm just not going to take the chance. Because you think of elementary schools, they touch each other, they sneeze, they wipe their hands on things. They're kids. You think there's extra germs at school? I mean, for goodness sake, we're talking about the norovirus that you get on cruise ships. And, geez, how can that spread so quickly? Well, now, forget a norovirus, which is one thing with the stomach aches and quakes and everything that happens there and ships having to turn around. We're talking about Ebola. So now you can multiply that in the severity. Life or death. Feeling like I'm going to die and maybe survive. So There have been classes that have been canceled. And even though they continue to insist that the this is a low. There's just a slight possibility of getting Ebola, and they're really downplaying it. Then every time you turn around, there's another kid, another person who could have come in contact with them, and that somebody else that gets quarantined. Crazy. And they can say all they want that, you know, it's not likely. But you have the Dallas Ebola patient who, by the way, threw up outside of his apartment on the way to the hospital. So, yeah, power washing that down in the drains. So what happens to all of that that's infected right from his mouth with Ebola? It doesn't take a genius, does it? Not good. Where is that going to? So he flies back to the United States last month from Liberia, and there's reason to be very concerned. Almost 3,400 people have died. I mean, the numbers keep coming. They're awful. In Liberia. He was in Liberia. He's in his mid-40s. He helped transport a pregnant woman. I told the story the other day, suffering from Ebola. I mean, in the throes of Ebola. To a hospital in Liberia, where she was turned away for lack of space. So this woman who couldn't even move, they couldn't take her in because they didn't have any space. And guess what happened to that pregnant woman? She died. Duncan helped her. Then he comes to the United States 4 days later. And now 18 people, 5 kids... have had contact with him since he returned to the United States. But they're saying it's more than that. They're trying to find out and investigate and do all the things round the clock that they have to do supposedly now. Let's emphasize this again. Ebola spreads through contact with bodily fluids, blood, saliva, all of that. So can we say, well, wouldn't that limit your exposure to potentially infect others? It's not like an airborne disease, which I've said that. It's not the same as an airborne disease. But is it in the sense of the sneezing, in the sense of a little bit of blood, saliva? Are you kidding me? Brushing teeth. Think of things that happen. Here's the example I just gave. He's so sick, he's throwing up outside because he can't get in the car. Well, nobody's cleaning that up thinking of that. And as I said, they power wash it. So what happens to all that's infected? Listen, the airlines, not for nothing, are contacting anybody on any of the flights, supposedly, that he was on. Lots of mistakes. What do you think? Ebola, should we take it more seriously? Is it a disservice to consistently hear not to worry? 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. See you in a few.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful.
We're back baby. Here on America Tonight. A lot of questions abound over Ebola and why it's being so downplayed. I mean, I think, listen, once you have it, you're diagnosing it. Tell people what they need to know. Take the precautions rather than take the risks, because there is no... I mean, it's just a tragedy of errors what has happened in Dallas, Texas. And there are... Ebola is not a walk in the park to assume that by being isolated it's going to be fine is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. What do you think? 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan. there's that slight delay. Hi, Dan.
Well, I'm sorry, I've got to move my steak. There. I got it.
Your steak. Oh, you're eating a steak. Good for you.
Yeah. Okay, now listen. I listened to a very knowledgeable scientist today, and he explained that this was not true Ebola. It's a offshoot of it. It's called Marlsberg syndrome, and if it was true Ebola, there is no cure for it. You'll be dead in 48 hours. You'll be liquefied. The way they had to do it before was they had to quarantine a village in Zaire and wait for everybody to die in it. That's how bad it is. You cannot let anybody out. You cannot be around anybody. You can't come in contact, not even 1 foot contact, because the true Ebola regenerates. It changes. It migrates. It does what, you know what I'm trying to say? It just continues on and keeps changing. Okay? Now, this Marburg syndrome is not as bad, but it has a 60 to 100% kill ratio on it. And we've been real lucky so far with the people we've been able to save. But our beloved president is now going to send 3,000 Americans into harm's way. And I guarantee you somebody's going to make a mistake and come
down.
Yeah,
they're already there. They've already got teams there. Yeah.
And they're going to come down with it. They just had an NBC reporter, and I saw a guy on Nightline last night. And he was standing inside the room where the woman was with the disease, and and not only that, here's one more little thing. If they don't get this under control, we would have a situation like they had an outbreak, to where the only way to take care of the village would be to firebomb it with just massive napalm strike and kill everybody in the village. Okay, guess what?
The
village is here in America now. One more thing here, and I'll let you go. Okay. All these kids that have got this syndrome that's where they're coughing and can't breathe and all of a sudden coming out with polio, that was all brought on by the Obama administration having open borders, and all these kids brought in and then moved to 50 states. Everybody's got a bunch of them in each state. And every place they put them, they've had an outbreak of it, okay? Now, so far, we've lost 4 kids to this because it affects asthma victims and people with weak immune systems, all right? Okay, we can't let this continue. We've got to get rid of these kids. We've got to get rid of the people. We've got to close the damn border. We've got to build a San Diego-style fence. Or, baby, we can kiss our butts goodbye, because this thing is here now, and it's going to have more people and more people and more people, and all we need is one person to get away and infect an entire town, and from there, baby, forget it. Now, Europe has banned all flights from West Africa to them. England, France, Germany, you've heard this too, I guess. So that's what's going on. And we are not. We're still allowing people to fly out to the United States from Liberia, Sierra Leone, wherever, and Guinea, and Nigeria. We're still getting flights. Plus the connecting flights. Well, that's over with now. They can't get out of there. But it's coming our way, and we're going, this could wipe us out. That's how serious it is.
I agree with you that it's so serious. I do not understand the underplaying of it. It is a huge mistake, Dan. Thank you. It is a huge mistake to do that, because it'll lead to what Dan said. It will lead to the disaster that you say, oh, that's ridiculous. That's never going to happen. You're at lunch and people say, oh, and they poo-poo it. It's not a big deal. A couple of kids, I can remember someone saying this to me. A couple of kids have this virus thing. No, and Dan is right. That came in from the borders. It's just the facts. It's not even politics. Let's forget the politics in it. It is what it is. And the problem is, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. But to downplay it, and that's where you're tracing this from, give me a break. I mean, that's what doctors do. They find the source of the virus, and the sources of that virus that he's talking about that's so deadly came from people, kids that were sick, coming across the border. As they trace it, that's what they're finding. And that's your job as a doctor. Doctors want to find the cause. They want to cure it. They want to get to the root of everything, right? And that has nothing to do with politics. I mean, from the medical point of view of a good doctor or scientist, that's what they're trying to do. But information is being suppressed. Let's have all of the facts. I can tell you, if I had a child that was in any of these schools, I want the facts. I guess I would pull them out as well, because I would feel like I'm not being told the truth, so we're playing Russian roulette. Maybe it is going to be all fine, and certainly we hope that, but it's not today. Not when you hear about vomit that's in the street filled with Ebola that's just being power washed down the street into the sewer system. Not when you find that the ball has been dropped when he's giving misinformation to the airlines and the various connecting flights that he makes. So what does that mean for the people who come in contact with Duncan? What does that mean for all of them? What do you tell the people that when they find out that they may have Ebola or someone gets diagnosed with Ebola? Ugh. Gee, we're sorry. I guess you thought it was okay. We thought it was okay. It's what we said before. You are responsible for yourself. And now more than ever, you got to be informed yourself. Don't rely and wait on the correct information to come out. Because unfortunately, often we, sadly, and I'm not a conspiracy theory person at all or a fearmonger person. I'm just trying to go for what I believe to be the facts. And I said this, that we were going to have some scientists on who are working crazily on all of these things, and we will next week. And I've talked to some of them on the phone, and some of the things that they've told me will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. I'm saying this again, not political. Forget the politics. Give us the facts. Parents want to be informed. People want to be informed. I think misinformation or misleading information is wrong, because then you might not be doing you wouldn't be doing the right thing for your family. And how fair is that? It's not. And this is that whole thing about relying, and assuming that you're getting the correct information. Now, granted, as things unfold, often you can get misinformation because that's what they believe to be the truth when you're in the middle of some kind of an epidemic. But I don't think that's the case here. I mean, the case here is I think the hospital definitely messed up. I think the guy lied, absolutely. And then nobody really realized, well, what's he touching? What's he doing? Oh, there's sheets and things that should be picked up. There was nobody handling that. Nobody was going from point A. They could talk about notifying the airlines, but they weren't doing the other things in connecting the dots that you need to do. So, unfortunately, that's what leads to people not having the correct information, or at least the up-to-date information, so you can arm yourself with what you want to do. You can make your decision as to what you want to do. This is an example that's completely different from a health scare, but in a connected way. I knew somebody who was in one of the two towers on 9/11, and what he says, and people have talked about this, when the first plane went in, they would announce over a speaker, just stay calm, and help is on the way, and people would announce in offices, just stay in your seats. Are you kidding? So a plane flies into the tower next to the one you're in, and you're just going to sit there and wait because someone's going to tell you what to do. Well, we learned a lesson from that. No. You get up, you make the decision yourself, and you get out of the building. The guy that I knew through a relative, just didn't know him, knew of him, he didn't stay because he had been in the building when that bomb went off, remember, years earlier from the truck bomb underneath the World Trade Centers. So he knew, no, this is my decision. I'm going to leave this office. I'm not going to sit here and wait to see that everything's fine. I'm making my own choice. Well, this is what the world is about. Give us the information. You decide for yourself and your family what's the right thing to do. Because there's variables. We don't know all the variables, right? Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We start off, we can count with a whole lot of scoring by Green Bay. You know, the mothership is there in Minneapolis. Sorry, Vikings fans. Green Bay smashing the Vikes, 42-10, the final score. I mean, it was just one of those games where Green Bay had a coming out party, and maybe that started last week, but it was a good pickup for them in front of the home crowd. They're now 3-2. On the season, and if you want some more numbers on that, let me tell you, you look at the numbers for Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers threw for three scores. And even the running back, Eddie Lacy, 105 yards. Well, you got a couple of things going aerial for you, and you're on the ground with over 100 yards. Yeah, and Lacy had a couple of touchdowns. There is the route. I mean, Green Bay outplayed the Vikings, as Coach Zimmer, Mike Zimmer for the Vikings, said. They were much more physical. Plus, Christian Ponder was the quarterback. He stepped in, and he had a tough time, a couple of interceptions, and then that's how it goes in sports. A few mistakes here and there, and you're toast. They start to run away with it. Let's put it that way. There was some baseball playoff action, too. It's worth throwing that in here because I know there's a few of you that listen that are baseball fans. The Orioles poured it on in the eighth. They took game one in their series. Boy, you think of the Orioles, and that they're one of those teams that they're the coulda, woulda, shoulda team. Well, this happened at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, 12-3. So, of course, the crowd was just absolutely crazy in an American League division series to see the Orioles come out the way that they did. Here's a tail of the tape moment for you. Nelson Cruz homers to right in the first for the O's. I love when they measure how far it is. 389 feet. Nice. Somebody got a good souvenir. Remember those days where you'd go to the ballpark, you bring your glove, and you'd think that maybe, you would catch one? I think a few people caught some souvenirs. You don't want this souvenir. Ebola, we've been talking about it. And we've been talking about Thomas Eric Duncan, who was the first person diagnosed with Ebola on American soil. He answered no to questions about whether he cared for a patient with the deadly virus, which, of course, he did, and she died. She was young, only 19, pregnant. They had no room to treat her at the hospital. She was sent home, and she died. She was knocking on death's door anyway because she was so riddled with it. And this was one of the problems in the series of errors that happened there. But here's your number. Duncan was screened three times before he boarded his flight in Liberia to Brussels. The first screening was at the gate before you get to the parking lot. The second time is before you enter the terminal building. The third is before you board the flight. At every point, this is what they're doing. At every point, did you know, your temperature there is scanned. His temperature at those checkpoints was a consistent 97.3 degrees Fahrenheit. So he didn't have a fever then. He didn't have a fever at that point. Now, they're saying that the airport authority is going to seek to prosecute Duncan if it's determined that he made a false declaration during the health screening questionnaire. Because what they're saying is, of course, you can't make the Ebola risk zero until the outbreak is controlled in West Africa, which we know, which is why there's all those Americans that were sent to try to help do something there. Duncan is in serious condition. So far, no one who's come in contact with him has shown that they have contracted Ebola, but they're very, very worried about it because of all of the different things that have happened. And in fact, as many as 100 people who may have had a brush with him, they're tracking down the Texas Department of State Health Services. So 100 is a very big, big number. Big number. Kids are being pulled out of schools because they had brushes with kids who were close to Duncan. Here's a completely different story. You think of the taser and you think of the stories we read about people being tased by an officer. Well, there was a Florida police officer who is now on paid leave after using a taser on a 62-year-old woman. It was captured on video by somebody who happened to be nearby. Terry Mahan of the Tallahassee Police Department was the tasing cop. The other officers responded to complaints about open-air drug sales in the area and probable cause affidavits is how it all started, kind of led to what officers were saying they feared for their safety because of angry people berating police and calling other people to that scene. They were kind of descending on them. But in the video, you can see clearly that she's being, you know, she yanked her arm out of a man's grasp before turning and walking in the opposite direction. She takes just a few steps before the officer fired one of those taser cartridges that just go wow, and this slammed into her back. So she collapsed immediately. It was like an episode of Cops, face down on the pavement, rolled onto her back, and then, you know, the rest is history. So because maybe partially that was on video, this police officer is on paid leave. I mean, everything's taped now. It's like I said, you should have these dashboard cameras because I think then that helps police officers, and if somebody does something that they shouldn't do, then also they would be on tape doing it, and that would end some of the controversy over what really happened. We all know that. GM is at it again, baby. GM is in the recall mode. This time, it's 117,000 cars for an issue that could cause the car to stall or not. They say they're not aware of any crashes or injuries or any of that kind of stuff, and you can bet they're going to be all over this for a while anyway because of the snafu they had with the people who were killed with the last incident of malfunctions. This is cars and trucks. It's about 1%, they say, is the chassis control module. So all of you understand what that is, right? It's the electronic system linked to the braking, steering, and the suspension. They say it could be short-circuited by small metal fragments. And if it happens, the driver could see a warning, like a check engine light and that kind of stuff. I mean, this year, GM has recalled a crazy number. I mean, unprecedented, off the charts. Remember, it was the fatal ignition switch flaw that got them because it was unreported for a decade. They knew about it, and they're just like, eh. You know, they're probably adding up, how much money will we lose, which is sad. This time, they decided, you know, we're not going to take any chances. So they've recalled 29.4 cars, vehicles, trucks, whatever, 2014. That is a lot. Because I think what happened was, yeah, we're not going to do that this time around. If we think there's a problem, then we're not going to take a risk. We're just going to recall them, boom, that's it. And that's all she wrote. This is a huge story that probably has gotten buried because of so many other things that have happened in this very crazy week, so much emanating out of Washington, D.C. But J.P. Morgan is saying 76 million customers have been hacked. Hearing the word hacked immediately sets you off, doesn't it? So cyber criminals gathering information on 80 million people with accounts, part of this massive hack that happened this summer. This follows on the heels of the news that we heard last month that hackers had hit 7 of the country's largest banks. They were using malware to burrow into their computer systems, and they manipulated records. So 76 million households, 7 million small businesses. You know what they got? Names, addresses, phone numbers, email addresses. Bad, bad news, huh? Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight. You know how we roll here. Something on your mind? Send it to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.